Call this meeting to order. This is the regular session of the mayor and council of the city of Bisbee, county of Cochise, and state of Arizona, to be held on Tuesday, September 18th, 2018, at 7 p.m. in the Cochise County Board of Supervisors Hearing Room, 1415 Melody Lane, Building G, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Anna Klein.
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hanson.
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis.
Here.
Mayor David M. Smith.
Here.
Councilmember Bill Higgins.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Douglas Dunn.
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom.
Here.
City staff, Robert Smith, city manager, Ashley Coronado, city clerk, Carrie Bagley, finance director, Daniel Duchon, personnel director, Dwayne Wallace, interim operations manager, Albert Echave, police chief, George Castillo, fire chief, Aldo Arduño, city attorney. Take a breath.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll start this meeting off with our moment of silence, and our invocation tonight is in memory of our mayor, Laverne Williams. The Huggin mayor, as most know, did pass last weekend, and there will be a remembrance of her life celebration at the high school, Bisbee High School, at 1 p.m. this Saturday. And the public is obviously very, very welcome. The family wanted to make sure that everybody understood that it was open to the public, and that's the very reason that it's at the high school. So if you join with me for just a minute with a moment of silence in the Huggin mayor's memory. Thank you. Would you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks so much. Welcome, everybody. Has anybody had a chance to check the recordings and see how they look on YouTube? No? Okay. If you have an insomnia attack, you may wish to do so.
I watched it.
You watched it? Okay, well, that answers why you did that then. All right. Under announcements, I do want to indicate that item number 7 will be pulled from tonight's agenda. That's item number 7 will not be on the agenda tonight. And that is at the request of the two councilors that requested that it be placed on the agenda. Okay. And with that, as the rest of my announcements, I'm going to ask our personnel director, Mr. Dan Duchon, to come on up, please, sir.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. So we've got some great employees here with the City of Bisbee, and I think it's important we recognize them. Over the last several months, we've had some milestones and anniversaries, and I think it's important we take some time and say thank you. So I've got some awards for some of our employees for reaching milestones in time and service, specifically 5, 10, 15, and I think there's a 20-year out there maybe. So the mayor, come on forward, and I'll start calling some names, and if you guys are here, come on up, and we'll do a group picture at the end. Nina Williams, our deputy clerk, 5 years. Wow. Stephen Schlottman. We're firefighter paramedics. 5 years. Our next firefighter paramedic, Raul Villasenor, 5 years. Carrie Bagley, 5 years, our finance director. Syra Alvarez with Public Works, 5 years. I don't think she could be here. Well, she still deserves a clap. Next, Miguel Tapia with Public Works, 5 years. There you go. Also with Public Works, James Helmich, 5 years. Kevin Pacheco. He's here, 5 years. Ashley Coronado, our city clerk, 5 years. I don't know if, are you allowed to come down? Michael Gastelum with Public Works for 5 years. I don't believe you could make it. Dwayne Wallace, 5 years with Public Works as well. Years, Rochelle Davis.
You've got a whole
15 years, Flavio Borbone with Public Works. Years, Alex Marinez with Public Works as well. play catch up with this one. Stephen Gardner with the police department, 20 years, and this was about 6-8 months ago, Chief. Yes. We're a little behind, but we're there. Yes. So 20 years for Stephen Gardner. Last but not least, he's retiring in December. 20 years with Public Works, Thomas Koval. And if it'd be possible, everybody that was recognized, come on back up for a quick picture, right here.
Yes, you are perfect, but.
Thank you all, and again, congratulations. We have called to the public. We have one person signed up. That's Claire Chaffee. Ms. Chaffee, welcome. You're fine. Do you need assistance up behind there? Yes, ma'am. Just bend her down. Here you go.
I'm Claire Chaffee, Mr. Mayor, Council. I am totally disgusted by the egregious comments and actions on the audio of the ad hoc committee dated July 24th. Just a few highlights. Number one, there was no roll call, so you didn't know really who was speaking unless you recognized their voice. Carrie Gustafson was nominated to chair, yet she was overtalked by the men throughout the audio. She was very pro-community, and I give that to her. The mayor, when talking about buying the strip mall exclusive of Safeway, said the Chinese restaurant only took cash because they were laundering money. When asked if the council knew they were trying to bid on this, the mayor said no, and he didn't want them to know this, and they were in executive session. There is no executive session for committees. I am also checking this out with the with lawyers to make sure that I know what I'm talking about. I think he forgot where he was and that this was being audio taped. Lastly, the CM said the community is a village. I don't find this quite admirable. They were hiding many things, and I implore the community to listen to this audio where they will find many other secrecies which show a total lack of transparency to the community and the quote-unquote behind-the-doors discussions. I am also putting a petition to the mayor and city council. There is no transparency. The action desired, I would like opening up more meetings to community to give their input.
Thank you, ma'am. Ms. Coronado, Mr. Wallace, could you help with transferring the petition? Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. Moving on to accounts payable.
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $254,502.32.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. Do we have discussion? Yes, ma'am.
On page one, we have for parks, there's crane services. What did you use crane services for?
Crane?
Crane. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's not very much, but.
Was it for the flag? No.
I believe that crane service was for setting a new statue that Mr. Wick donated for Grassy Park. Southwest Crane usually takes a little bit, and that was done 3 or 4 months ago. It just took a little bit of time for us to get the bill for it.
Thank you.
And then another question on page 13. There's a message board rental for over $1,000, for over $1,500, but it goes back to July.
I believe that is the last payment on the message board that it seems monthly I have to answer for the Bisbee Road project that the previous Public Works Director ordered.
So it's for the same project?
Yes. They bill per usage. It's not one single bill. It's billed, you know, I didn't sign up for the actual terms of it, so I don't know if it's 2 weeks or every 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. but this should be the final billing on it.
Thanks, sir.
I had a question on page 11, the half-page ad for $2,800. It says Madden Media.
The invoice just says official travel guide to Greater Phoenix, half-page ad, and part of AOT Cooperative. So it's AOT Rural Co-op Partner, City of Bisbee. So it's in the official travel guide to Greater Phoenix.
Was that of the Visitor Center budget?
Yes.
Thank you.
So it's a magazine, or?
It just says travel guide, so I don't know. That would be a question for Jennifer.
Okay. Anything else, counsel? Thank you, ma'am. We have a motion and we have a second. Those in favor signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion carried unanimously. Next item is the consent agenda. Items A through E, approval of the appointment of Kathy Wright to the Civil Service Commission. B, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of Grassy Park for the Side Pony Village and Beer Garden on Saturday, November 10th, 2018, from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. This includes setup and teardown. I'm sorry, breakdown. C, approval of the park facility and right-of-way use permit for Bratz for the use of Tombstone Canyon and Main Street at the Iron Man down to Grassy Park, then on to Subway Street to hold an art car parade on Saturday, October 27th, 2018, from 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m., and with Subway Street closure from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. D, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by the Central School Project for an event to be held at Grassy Park, located at 39 Copper Queen Plaza, Bisbee, Arizona, on Saturday, November 10th, 2018, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Laurie McKenna, applicant. E, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by St. Patrick's Church for an event to be held at St. Patrick Church Hall, located at 100 Quality Hill, Bisbee, Arizona, on Friday, October 5th, 2018, and on Saturday, October 6th, 2018, from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Maria Pitzlin, applicant. Any member of the council wish any of these pulled for discussion? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion.
I move that we approve the consent agenda items A through B.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. Ms. Coronado.
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen.
Aye.
Councilmember Davis.
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn.
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom.
Aye.
Mayor Smith.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. There would be no old business under new business item 3. Discussion of possible approval of Resolution R-1817, a resolution of Mayor and Council supporting International Day of Peace. This is a request that came and asking for a resolution. This is something that's put out by cities all over the world, and I was approached and asked specifically if we would please honor that day in the same manner. And so I'm bringing it to council, asking for the approval of Resolution R-1817.
I move approval of Resolution R-1817, resolution of Mayor and Council supporting International Day of Peace.
I second.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. Ms. Coronado, would you call the roll?
Councilmember Klein? Councilmember Hanson?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins? Councilmember?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Item 4, discussion of possible approval of the non-exclusive irrevocable license agreement between Freeport Minerals Corporation and the City of Bisbee to construct an above-ground stormwater detention facility on Freeport property. Mr. Wallace, Interim Operations Manager.
Thank you, Mayor. Mayor and Council, we were supposed to start the Tin Town project around 2 months ago, and the week before, K&G was supposed to break ground. Freeport informed us that there was no agreement to actually put the retention basin on their property. So, with a lot of hard work from our attorney, Elda, and Ernie Wright from Freeport, and our risk management, they've been working on it, and we present to you the agreement so we can actually use the property to build the stormwater retention basin where it was designed to go. This has been vetted completely by our attorneys, and their attorneys, and our risk pool, and there's been some back and forth and changes, and we recommend approval.
Thanks, sir. I do want to indicate, I want to thank our attorneys for their diligence on this in getting it through, as well as I'd like to thank Freeport, their legal department in Phoenix, made things happen much more quickly than normal.
Yes.
And so they've been a good partner to us in this. So do we have any questions of Mr. Wallace?
This is in Tin Town, is that correct?
It is.
Yes.
Do we think we're going to start this?
We have a meeting tomorrow afternoon with K&G and SIGO and the engineer about this and on the phase two, which we should be receiving, I think, the $600,000 for phase two of that. I was told by Larry from K&G, don't worry, Dwayne, we'll get it done. And they said they can get it done in 3 weeks, but we have till November 1st on this section. So I feel pretty confident that they'll move pretty quickly on it for us.
So we're talking about by first of next week, we're going to be breaking ground. Okay. Any other questions, Council? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the non-exclusive revocable license agreement between Freeport Minerals Corporation and the City of Bisbee to construct an above-ground stormwater detention facility on Freeport property.
I second that.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. Ms. Coronado?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanson?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Next item is item number 5, discussion of possible approval to purchase a line laser striper, 130HS2 gun, in the amount of $6,448.20, not including tax, from Sherwin-Williams. Mr. Wallace.
Thank you, Mayor. Mayor and Council, the Streets Division, they had an old striper that broke a couple years ago, so they took a house striper and made a street striper out of a house striper, and now the house striper broke. So we need a new striper. We did go out to bid and put out an RFP. The only respondent to that RFP was Sherwin-Williams out of Sierra Vista, so this is as local as we can get for this. So we do recommend approval on this as well.
Thank you. Do we have questions from council?
I guess, is there like immediate striping that needs to be done?
Yes, and that's when it broke. We completely did fog sealing in Bakersville and Saginaw and paving on High Road, and we have nothing to stripe with. And in fact, it broke down right before school, so we had to get the county to come in at our expense to stripe all the crosswalks for the schools that we normally do each year.
Any other questions? Do we have a motion? Excuse me.
I'm not sure offhand, but the amount of striping that we need, that's the cost of this will pay for itself quite quickly. I can get the numbers for you and email them to you the next day or two. I'm not sure on that.
Anything else? Thank you, sir. Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the purchase of a Line Laser Striker 130 HS 2 gun in the amount of $6,448.20, not including tax, from Sherman Williams. The City of Bisbee completed an RFQ, and Sherman Williams is the only company that did respond.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. All those in favor signify by stating aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Wallace. Item number 6, discussion and possible approval of Resolution R18-16, declaring and adopting the results of the primary election held on August 28, 2018, and ordering the recordation of the resolution. Ms. Coronado.
Before you is the resolution adopting the results presented to us by the Cochise County Elections Department for the primary election that was held on August 28th. If approved tonight, we'll record it and it will become permanent record.
Thank you. Questions of Ms. Coronado? Hearing none, do we have a motion? Here we have a motion. We have a second. Ms. Granado.
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen.
Aye.
Councilmember Davis.
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn.
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom.
Aye.
Mayor Smith.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Item number 8. Discussion of possible approval to dissolve the City Hall Building Ad Hoc Committee. I have asked for this to be put on. The committee consists of 5 people. And we have one that has indicated that he wishes to resign because he will be potentially bidding on the bid package. We have another one that is believed to be going to bid on the bid package and will be therefore resigning. And with the RFP that the council authorized going out, looking at the building site at 118 Arizona Street, there's no need for the further use of this particular committee. So therefore, I'm asking that the ad hoc committee be dissolved. Questions?
I move to approve the...
I have a question.
Oh, you have a question?
Yeah. Well, I guess, I mean, nothing's set in stone yet with the City Hall, correct? I mean, there's still a lot of planning to do, correct?
The purpose of the... That is correct. The purpose of the committee was to attempt to come up with where the best location would be, yes.
But there's still a lot of planning in the future, correct?
The building itself, yes. But that wasn't the function of the building committee. But yes, sir.
So on the 24th meeting until the 30th meeting, was there a discussion about what was going to take place?
On the 24th meeting?
There was a meeting on the 24th for the ad hoc, and then the next meeting talking about what the plan was on the 30th, right? So was there a meeting between the 24th of July and the 30th of August with the ad hoc committee?
I guess I don't follow you.
Because the plans were made from the 30th stating that we're going back to City Hall, but it was never discussed in the ad hoc committee.
Okay.
So when was it discussed with the ad hoc committee about the new plan?
As I had indicated, the overwhelming majority was that we would be going back to City Hall.
Where?
This came, pardon me?
Where was that?
All right. I received 2 telephone calls from 2 members indicating that that's what they wished. That was Mr. Stern, and that was Ms. Gustafson. Chuck was gone in Maine, I believe, and...
There was no meeting.
No, sir, there was no meeting. That is correct. It would have been noticed.
So that's what doesn't make sense to me. We made these plans in the July 24th meeting, which had nothing to do with the City Hall meeting, if you listen to the audio. And then all of a sudden, on the 30th, we're going back to City Hall, but there was no meeting with the ad hoc committee, and now we're disbanding the committee.
All right.
And so why not just replace the members and continue with the committee?
That's fine. If that's what you wish to do, then... that's fine. I have no issue with that.
Okay.
Do you have suggestions?
For replacing the committee members?
Yes, sir.
At this very moment, no.
Okay. I assumed you had thought about it.
It's something to think about.
Okay, great. So your motion is?
I move that we replace the ad hoc committee and keep it going.
Then I think I may be wrong, Ms. Orduño, but should the motion be to not approve to dissolve the city, since that is the agenda item?
That's the agenda item, so you'll need to first vote to not approve mm-hmm. what's been put on the agenda. What I would recommend is if you want this committee to continue, you'll need to decide what their role is going to mm-hmm. be, because when you first voted to establish this committee, their role was to decide and present to council what options the council had with regard to City Hall, you know, whether it was going to be rebuilt, whether you're going to purchase a different property. So if there's already an RFQ out, or an RFP out to build where the old location is, I think you're going to have to redefine what this committee is going to do.
That was my point. But.
So if you decide you want to do that, you probably want to bring that on a different agenda, because we did not notify anybody that you were going to vote to change the scope of the committee mm-hmm. or to vote in new members or anything like that.
I guess I don't recall the committee doing that, giving their suggestions in a meeting. The last suggestions, if you look at the July 24th meeting, they laid them out very clearly, and that has nothing to do with what we did on the 30th. So all I'm saying is there's a gap between the 24th and the 30th with the ad hoc committee of what they wanted to do. So I guess I'm just confused.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor, I've got a question for Ms. Orduño. So the way this is, we would have to absolve or disband whatever this committee, but should Councilman Lindstrom or anybody else want a committee to maybe continue with how we're going to proceed or what the next steps are, then we need to come up with a new committee?
No, not necessarily. You can all vote to not dissolve the committee. You're either going to vote tonight to dissolve the committee or not dissolve it. So if you decide we don't want to dissolve the committee, then the committee will stay intact. What I'm suggesting is if it does stay intact, then later on you'll need to come back and address what you want this committee to actually do.
So then a question for the mayor. Then. Mm-hmm. You're saying that there are at least two members that have asked, okay, but we don't have any supporting documents as to, you know, who they are and why and how many would be left on the committee.
Right, I'm telling you that at this point there'd be three left on the committee, is my understanding. This is, I have one in email and one verbal, but that's why I thought that this would be a lot easier to dissolve the committee than go through resignations, et cetera, but if that's what people want, then that's what they can get.
I think it probably would have been helpful for us to have the documentation, because I didn't have any clue that there were people who wished to resign. Like they do on other committees, we usually get a little letter or something.
But that, yes, ma'am, and I'm not arguing, but that committee is continuing. This committee, I was asking that it be dissolved. So by dissolving it, there's no need to go through that because there is no committee. That was the difference. It was me trying to streamline things rather than make it more difficult.
I move to approve the dissolution of the City Hall Building Ad Hoc Committee.
I second that.
Thank you. We have a motion and we have a second. I'll ask for a roll call vote.
Councilmember Klein?
Nay.
Councilmember Hanson?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Nay.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes 5-2.
I move that we adjourn.
No.
Oh.
Almost. Mr. City Manager, do you have a report, sir?
Oh, that's right. I thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Council. I actually do have a couple of things I just want to put out there. I'll bill up, try and not keep you too late. We've had a significant sewer spill at the border that's continuing. And we are interested in that as a city because it does affect wells and the aquifer in that area if it's not managed properly. And I do want to thank the county publicly for the incredible work they did to contain that and to treat and begin to deal with that sewage. It is raw sewage straight out of the pipe. It began on September 9th, about 680,000 gallons flowed into our area that day. Over the course of the next several days, it has been about 300,000 to 400,000 gallons a day that's been coming out of the system. About 3 million gallons so far. And the expected time frame for repair of the system in Naco, Sonora will probably be within 8 weeks. They're estimating total spillage to be somewhere around 18 million gallons. Don't ask me how I know this, but that's about 27 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Just so that you know, we are communicating with the county and letting them know what we're going through and the conversations that we've had with the IBWC and NADBank to keep them updated. And as things emerge, I'll provide reporting to you. They're still taking steps. The first step, of course, was to declare an emergency to get some attention and open some doors. So I'll keep you going as I learn more. Our financials for the second month of the year are out. And we're chugging along right to plan. We're slightly up on revenues and slightly low on expenses, but that we plan for operating that way. And so far, things look pretty solid in terms of our projections. There's been a slight uptick in permitting and contracting activity. There are people that are spending more money on their properties these days. Short-term projections on items that are coming to council. We are selecting applicants for interviewing for the Public Works Director. We are soliciting for applications for an operations manager for Public Works. There's a process that we go through, and I'm proud to say that Dwayne has solicited for that, responded to that process. We are working through the RFPs for operation at the wastewater treatment plant, and we will be bringing recommendations to you hopefully within the next month. We're coming through and scoring those things right now. And I would just like to again recognize the employees who have spent so many years with us. We really value their continuation and their institutional knowledge. And with that would be the end of my report.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Mr. Higgins?
I move that we adjourn.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Those in favor of adjournment signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. We stand adjourned.